St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Unmatched fiber network.
Welcome to The Rock.
This is your rock station.
That fabulous hot rock.
97.7 WLER Butler Cranberry. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you to our local music show. This is The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. I'm Bob Gupp with Shady Lady's Own and the Noble Hops front man. If you got to watch his profile, you saw the anger that he had against the interviewer, so I'm going to tread lightly here. Now, good evening, Utah Burgess.
Yes, we've been having fun with our Meet the Band video series, and we recommend you pop over and check those out.
Yeah,
we've got the Brad's up, and yeah, mine is up, and we just put Sleeves is up here a week or so ago, and then we'll get Tony's up soon.
Cool. And I was glad that you guys made it finally safely back from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, and that was a lot of fun. That was a cool place, Sandfly Brewing Company. I sampled four of their beers, and every one of them was damn good.
Yeah.
So I could spend some time there and go through the whole catalog.
Are they in Punxsutawney proper, outskirts?
Outskirts.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not that familiar with that area.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we just turned off of like 210 and was down the road there a little bit.
Okay, cool. We'll have to check that out, Sandfly. Well, good stuff. Well, hey, something else you can check out. The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival coming up in August 21st through the 23rd at Cooper's Lake Campground. And still welcoming in sponsors and vendors if you'd like to be a part of it. And, of course, you can get your tickets right now at thebandjam.com. But going to be a great weekend of music. Our next segment sponsor coming is helping to present our Center Stage Spotlight Friday mornings, and we want to thank the Meat Locker Recording Studio because they hosted last year's Grassy Award-winning band and are putting up another award this year for this year's Grassy-winning band, and we'll get to those reveals coming up in a very short time. Here we are winding our way through the month of May already. Within 6 weeks, you're going to be voting for the Grassy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yep, and I'm getting a jump on my list this year. So
yeah?
Yeah, I've got 8 of them on my list so far.
All right. So let the arm wrestling and debating begin. And, of course, make noise because that pays handsomely in hopefully getting your favorite band in. Listeners, we'd love to hear from you. Make a request. You got the Rockin' Hard Diner. You can dial in every weekday and make Jay Klein answer that phone for your local music. But thanks to not only Cummings, but obviously other folks that are coming together, and in particular, stage sponsors, because this year there is going to be a stage adjustment. It is not going to be in the Bull Amphitheater. It is going to be a little ways just over the hill from that, but it'll offer I think it's going to offer a better opportunity for everybody to kind of settle in, be able to see, have some comfort, and enjoy it.
Yeah, that's the primary reason, I think, is just to give you more comfort, as you said, because it can be hard to sit in that bowl for several hours. Especially when the sun's beating down on you, and you know, if you don't get a jump on it, a lot of the primo seats along the rim are kind of already grabbed up. So yeah, trying to mix it up a little bit just to help you out, because we want you to come out and enjoy it.
Yeah, they got that tree line, everybody wants under the trees, but now you'll have a lot more selection. So thanks to Band Together Pittsburgh, who are keys to that. Also Diamond Joe's Five Star Hoagies, Drusky Entertainment, they've been with it from day one, even going back to the old Slippery Rock Dunes, right?
Yes, they were our only sponsor when we first started this, so appreciate that greatly.
KEI Dumpster Rental, Quality Life Services, who, by the way, we heard from Linda Weber, they're doing the summer concerts again on Thursdays once a month out at Quality Life Services location in Chicora, which is Medical Center Road right off Route 68. Can't miss it. They always have a big car cruise with fireworks in September, but Washboard Tony and Rob coming up on June 26th. The Noble Hops, July 31st.
Can you believe they chose us?
They know good music when they do. And then, of course, Gary Burke III on August 28th, and that'll be a great weekend. That'll be after Band Jam, so lots going on at Quality Life Services. We appreciate their support. Of course, Build the Scene, Bill Damiano, music from the 412, Scarfire Media, and Megan Pennington, Ram Automotive, who are presenting actually the entire Thursday evening singer-songwriter in the round that gets underway at 7 o'clock. And that part of Band Jam is free for anybody to come out and check out. You don't have to have a ticket until Friday night. And you can buy the weekend or you can buy individual tickets. But for Thursday, come on out. Check it out if you've never been to Cooper's Lake or the Band Jam. It's a free opportunity. Jazz's Rock and Road Show, the Liberty Corner Tavern, where you can enjoy some Thirsty Thursdays all the time. All part of sponsorships. And, of course, we're going to have lots of vendors out there, too. I know, I'm sure the Ramones will be out there with Butler County Vets in Need, guitars for vets as well, and could be you as well.
Yeah, and speaking of Butler County Veterans in Need, their benefit is coming up here in just a couple weeks, too. So make sure you get out to the warehouse there on Route 8, North Main Street Extension. And got a handful of bands playing for that, and in remembrance of John Cyprian, too. So this will be a good reason to get together out there. Yep. And of course, this year also for the Band Jam, we are having the Butler Area Society of Homebrewers back with the beer tent again, raising money for fostering music. And they'll be out there. And their big summer shindig's coming up also, June 20th and 21st.
Nice. And of course, with that Butler County Veterans in Need Day on the 31st of May here, that actually, if you have a bike or if you don't even have a bike, you can hop in the four-wheeler too. But they're doing a ride that starts at the Lindor American Legion that morning at 10:30, but they'll do registration at 9. The music kicks off at 2 out at the warehouse on North Main Street Extension. Make it a full day and support Butler County Veterans in Need. And of course, remember, a great guy in John Cyprian. A lot of us knew him very fondly. So we've got some guys, speaking of festivals, they've got one like the Band Jam coming up. We're going to talk with the guys from Rurally Bankrupt, who are from our region, kind of if you can imagine, Venango County area surrounding that. They're going to be visiting. They're getting ready to release a new EP. And we've got several songs tonight that you're going to get to hear maybe for the first time. They're going to do a song in the studio, too. So we'll get to that. The band Rurally Bankrupt. But meanwhile, we're going to get a little frantic. Speaking of the Meat Locker Recording Studio, this segment sponsor, let's dig out the house band and Meat Hook, and just kind of was refreshing myself on some tunes of a while back, and it's like, man, hadn't heard Frantic in a while. We're going to play some Frantic.
There you go. And we're going to follow that up with a Believer by the band The Regal Suite.
This is The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. It's time to crank up the heat. Fire up those grills because it's grilling season, baby. It's time to head to Bros' Superette for only the freshest burgers, hot dogs, steaks, and ribs, and chicken, too. Pair your flame-grilled favorites with one of their amazing homemade sides, like coleslaw, potato salad, or pasta salad. Bros' Superette at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill, right on the price, and putting the tasty meats on your grill.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. This next segment of our show, presented by our friends at Cummings Candy and Coffee Service, who obviously are part of our Pan Jam Grassroots Music Festival. In particular, Friday mornings, you can tune in around 7:45 and catch the Pan Jam Center Stage Spotlight. Should have made that a lot easier to say. The Cummings Candy music opener for the weekend, talking about Band Jam.
I think it's changed names a lot of times, but I recommend you tune in about 7:30 because sometimes I've heard people tune in at 7:45 and you're just finishing it up. So
yeah,
tune in sooner.
There you go. Just listen all morning. What are you doing?
Listen to the sports. There you go. You got to catch sports with you.
I'll give you the 2-for-18 runners in scoring position report. But anyway, Cummings Candy and Coffee, and there are four great locations to serve you. And, of course, Barry Cummings, very actively involved in the music scene, part of the Grassy Award-winning band, The Rumble. We are going to stay in the R's here today and talk a little Rurally Bankrupt, the band. They are coming in from anywhere from, Parker to Oil City, Franklin, that region. Here we've got the guys in the studio all over.
In Savannah, Georgia.
That's right. Connection somehow to Savannah, Georgia. Let's welcome in vocalist and guitarist Alex Rupright, who is with us. Alex, good to have you on the show.
Yeah, how y'all doing today? It's nice to be on.
There's that Savannah, Georgia accent. Next to him is the bass player, Todd Harry. Todd, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us, guys.
On the drums, AJ Fry. AJ, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, nice good to see here. You. And next to him, Brock Felix on the guitar. Brock?
Glad to be here. Yeah. I listen almost every morning. I have to drive to work.
Awesome. You're from the Parker area, right?
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you tuning in and coming in as well. Give us a little details of yourselves first. We'll bring you together as a band, but first individually, starting with Alex. Alex, what led you down a musical path?
I grew up singing to anything and everything I could. And when I turned about 15, I finally had enough motivation to learn how to play the guitar. I think I got my first guitar when I was, I don't know, like 10 or 11, but I didn't have enough motivation to learn to play it. But I basically learned just for accompaniment to sing with. So since we've had this band, I've, you know, learned I'm not a guitar player and I need to become one. Just basically singing is where it all jumped off for me. And I sing all of the time, and I'm sure it's annoying to these guys and everybody else in my life, but I'm always going to do it.
Did you come from a musical family? I mean, how did you start to sing?
My dad did. He did musical theater when he was younger. And so he always was a big singer. And every time we went somewhere in the car as a family, we were always singing along to the radio or whatever was on. So not really as far as pursuing it as far as a musical family, but it was always there.
Okay. All right. Influences, what were you listening to? What were you singing to?
Oh, well, that's kind of, my mom would be old country. And by old country, I mean the 2000s. I like older country than my mama does.
That was that was just prior to bro country.
Yeah, I know. I know that hurt. I mean 90s, 2000s. My mama listened to Travis Tritt a lot and stuff like that. I always say when we play in bars and we play Trouble, Travis Tritt, I say this was one of my mama's favorite songs, and that ought to tell you a lot about me.
She was spelling it out for
you. But my dad was a big Paul Simon fan.
Okay.
And Elton John and Neil Young. So I got a lot of singer-songwriter stuff from my dad.
Yeah.
But then I circle back to country. I just like country music. And you know, I listen to Waylon and all the guys. I try to do a Waylon Jennings impersonation from time to time, so they won't let me do it.
Todd's shaking his head next door here. He is on the bass, Todd. Harry, Todd, tell us a little bit about your musical journey. First of all, what led you to pick up a bass?
So,
$80.
I did buy an $80 bass, and it's fantastic. So initially, why I got into bass is everybody had guitars, and everybody wanted a bass player.
Okay.
I had an acoustic guitar and really never touched it. But so I got a bass for my 13th birthday, and then that's just what I've stuck with since. and I really got into music because my parents listened to pop, and I was like, there's got to be something else out there. So I went on a personal journey or vision quest, if you will, to find something a little bit better than pop music.
And you're still searching.
Right. The more eclectic, the better, really.
Okay.
You know
what I mean? Yeah. And when you say eclectic, what are you
saying? Just out there. Okay. You know, I'm a big Rush fan. Okay. I mean, you know, just different sounds, just experimental.
So in the progressive styling of, or just different?
Prog rock adjacent,
okay.
We'll call it.
All right.
You know, just everybody trying different things.
Yeah.
You know, with having the studio and sound equipment and stuff like that, that's where my interest is now. Just kind of looking for, hey, what can we do?
Okay.
We recorded a track. We didn't use it, but we used a Green Bullet on my acoustic bass. It was pretty whistly and noisy, but we're just trying different things, you know, just having fun in the studio doing things because, you know, we already have the studio. So,
the time
cost isn't there. So,
yeah, that's good stuff.
It still is, but it's hidden.
Did you come from a musical family yourself? They bought you a bass when you were 13.
My whole family's fairly musical. My parents aren't, but their siblings are.
Okay.
Especially my dad's siblings. And then, my uncles that are married into that side of the family are very musical. So influenced by family, but not, you know, direct.
Gotcha. Let's talk with AJ Fry on drums. AJ, what led you to the drum kit?
Do I just look like a drummer now? When I was younger, family wasn't musical. There were some distant uncles, but there was no one close to me, really. I just always heard like rhythm and beats, and like I was a big like Cream fan and stuff, like Ginger Baker and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then we watched MTV. So, I mean, if you ever saw Dire Straits, Money for Nothing, like starts with the drums, and I'm like, that. Like, I want to do that.
You were struck.
Yeah. But we were a lower middle class family, so like couldn't just go out and do things. At the time, Walmart was real big, and they used to sell musical instruments, if you can remember that. My dad bought me a first act drum kit. Later on, like, made some beats with it. I'm like, this is definitely what I want to do. But we ended up having to move, and big old sob story. We got robbed and everything got stolen.
Oh, my.
So then I had to start working. And all those years working, definitely wanted to get back into drums. But it was always going to happen. I always, like, played with friends. Like, I never considered myself a drummer, but that spot was always open. No one was at the drums. No one was in the back. No one wanted to do that. Everyone would be up front. That's what I wanted to do. Like, whenever you see someone dancing, no matter how fast or slow you play, like, you're controlling that. Like, I think that's cool. I like, you know, I like the big noise or the quiet notes. It's just always going to be exciting for me, no matter how fast or slow or hard you play, because I'm a big metalhead, actually.
Okay. All right.
But I like doing stuff like this. Like, Todd, like he said, with, like, the progressive thing, like, seeing what you can and can't do, and just as important, the notes you don't play as the ones you play.
Gotcha.
Like, it's just always going to be fun no matter what.
I agree 100% on that statement right there.
Yeah. So when you're saying metalhead, favorite bands, what do you like?
Oh, boy.
Eddie, the Eddie list is shorter if you tell them what you don't like.
The list is shorter.
Well, we're metalheads too, so that's why you piqued our.
Now I'm not so much a fan now because of how much popular they got, but this is a true story. Whenever I got in the drums by myself, I wouldn't kind of like let myself pursue it unless I learned something super difficult. So I didn't learn like AC/DC. I didn't learn Whitesnake at first. First song I ever learned on drums was a song called Nightmare by Avenged Sevenfold, because I heard like double bass, triplets, and stuff in that. Didn't know what it was, but I knew I wanted to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't let myself pursue drums until that. So all the simple songs came after that, but I'm like, no, I want to learn how to do this beat for beat. Then I'm allowing myself to pursue it.
Gotcha.
So anything like that, like I was, I'm big into like, Meshuggah and stuff like that. Yeah, but I like the technicality of stuff like that. Yeah. But
so you're into the Rev first, then?
Yeah. Yep. Good stuff. Jimmy Sullivan.
Yeah, Good stuff. Yeah. Brock, how about you? What led you to pick up a guitar?
Well, music was sort of in the background of my family. It kind of skipped a generation. But I'd always grown up hearing stories about like great uncles and great grandparents that did this or that, were in this band that traveled all over. And my great grandma, when she was a teenager, ran a dance hall in Fairview. So it was sort of always kind of hanging out back there. And I decided I want to try it. And I got my first acoustic when I was like 12. I didn't take it seriously till I was 16, because my first guitar player got arrested for selling weed out of his basement, or my first guitar instructor got arrested for selling weed out of his basement, like a good guitar instructor should. No, he was. I learned a lot in the 4 weeks before the cops showed up. And
great story.
Yeah, and I was sort of my background in it is I was sort of raised by committee, young single parent to start out, and so a lot of my family chipped in, and that spanned generations. So I grew up listening to pretty much everything from like George Jones, Patsy Cline, up to more modern metal and rock. Like my mom and stepdad listened to a lot of like classic rock and metal and stuff, and then some of my great aunts and uncles that helped pitch in, they listened to like older country or like more classic rock, but more in that, you know, like the Eagles and CCR and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And as I got older, I learned about blues and bluegrass and just decided I don't need to do just one thing. So I'm not great at anything, but I can do everything a little bit.
There you go. That's okay. Yeah. Well, and obviously a Motorhead fan. We like the shirt. Yeah,
definitely.
So good stuff. We're visiting with the guys from Rurally Bankrupt. I'm going to dive into a song here, and then we'll talk about the band itself and how long you've been together. But you're going to play a song live in the studio here.
This song's called Somewhere I Shouldn't Be, and it's about being somewhere that you probably shouldn't be with somebody that you definitely shouldn't be there with. And then their husband comes home.
Ooh.
This song is not autobiographical, if my mama's listening. It's about an old-timer that I used to work with years ago, and he told me he was prone to doing things like that, and he told me after about the third time he realized that he should just put his boots out of that window. That way, when he had to jump out of it, he didn't have to go buy new boots tomorrow. So that was kind of the inspiration of where that song came from. Obviously, you got, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Give Me Three Steps is a very similar kind of song idea. And you got One Way Out, Allman Brothers. So I was like, we need to have a song about someone doing something they probably shouldn't be doing, somebody they shouldn't be doing it with. And then the husband comes home. So this song's called Somewhere I Shouldn't Be.
Somewhere I Shouldn't Be. It's Rurally Bankrupt live in the studio here on the Grassroots Show tonight, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Gonna find somebody to take home. Been holy rolling for God knows way too long. Pretty lady at the bar and she ain't wearing a ring. What you
we say we get out of here, see what the night will bring. Somewhere I shouldn't be. Won't you go with me? We get to her place and ask pictures on the wall. I shake my head and say this isn't what I thought. Who's out the window, cause I've been here before. Pretty lady, won't you tell me if you think you heard that door? Somewhere I shouldn't be. Won't you go with me?
just don't know when. As long as we don't forget where we've been. I'm spending half my life in the hills and the holler of the other half. Never south towards the waters in the little town where I was raised. Mine was out of household name.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back into an evening of local music. It's our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Don't forget, it's always streaming, 977rocks.com, and you can even play it back via the podcast. And as long as Pat's not on vacation, he does a great job. Our friend Pat Parker puts it up usually by noon on Mondays. This week might take a little bit of time, but this one will be up pretty quick.
I've been trying to remember to do a replay during the week as well, something that we probably should have pushed more in the past, but trying to keep up on that, because since we lost the Spotify link, a lot of people were using that.
Yeah.
I found out. I didn't realize how many people were hooked into that. So
yeah.
You can get to the website and still find the show, 977rocks.com.
Thank you, Spotify, for supporting local music.
Yeah, I did not know that, because I've always just used the website.
Yeah, we had a nice Spotify link you could handle, but we were promoting music.
Yeah.
So they pulled it down, apparently. I don't know.
I'd be surprised. Doesn't make any sense to me. At least half of those artists are already on Spotify.
Exactly. That was our argument, but David didn't. I don't know. Well, their bot wouldn't listen, you know.
Extra royalties was costing them, you know,
3 cents.
Tenths of percents of a cent.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I giggle every time they send me an email every week. Hey, get Spotify for 3 months free. Delete. So anyway, you can find us at 977rocks.com.
I guess that was the point. Yeah.
That's right. Bros is Super Ed, high on the hill and right on the price at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, presenting this segment of our visit with Rarely Bankrupt, the band, and we just heard a song live, and then we heard Hills and Hollers. Tell us a little bit about that song. Who's going to tell us about Hills and Hollers? Todd?
So, years ago, I was doing a festival in Oil City called Oil Region Indie Music Festival. Well, kind of the same sort of thing we were talking about with Spotify. People get involved that don't need to be involved and don't want to see good things happen. right? So 2020 hit, and we were going to hold off for a year because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And the Arts Council decided that they were going to do something under our name, Well, first off, it's Oil Region, so it's from our area. Indie, which means independent artists, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they had four bands in there that didn't meet any of that criteria whatsoever. And that was, they stepped on her bootstraps, if you will.
Yeah.
And that was upsetting enough. So we had kind of called it quits. I said, listen, there's so much talent. Like, you know, us playing out as a band, it just ran into so much talent, just close. You know, we're in the middle of Venango County, Pennsylvania, so we're in the middle of nowhere and everywhere at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got Cleveland, Erie, Pittsburgh, Youngstown. I mean, there's just a huge, you know, scene that we're in the middle of. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all near equidistant from us. So I said, hey, I'm going to start a festival this year. These guys are like, okay. Because, I mean, it takes an army.
Sure.
So I found a pavilion that had a stage just built. I mean, it's a really nice stage. It's huge pavilion, really nice grounds. And the first year was shaky. We had people going on for a couple hours because I didn't even have enough bands to fill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you know, we have a retainer of bands. and, you know, just getting out there and keeping that same movement going. But, you know, you can camp all weekend. You're not in town. And we're not restricted as much as a city would restrict you. So, you know, like I said, just kind of moving forward and keeping the spirit, but growing at the same time.
And so you had a song come out of that whole thought process?
So the name Hills and Hollers, we were planning this as Alex was writing his origin story song, basically.
Okay. All right.
Which is what that song is about.
Okay.
And because I was like, it's just such a great name. Do you care if I use that? He's like, no, I don't care. I was like, well, I feel bad because it's a great song, and I couldn't think of anything better. So he did well writing the song, the title, and obviously in turn named the festival.
That's cool. So that's coming up right around the corner here now that we're already
it's
in
the first weekend,
right?
Of June. Yeah. Which, yeah, I mean, you know, anxieties through the roof, as usual at this time of the year. What didn't I do? You know, but as it progresses, we've made things happen that kind of start running themselves. Things start rolling in order because of the steps we've taken to do so.
Mm.
And having background in doing this kind of stuff already, you get a better idea of what you were lacking, where you were lacking. And if you don't have a committee doing something like this, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah,
you just can't do everything the best.
Yeah. So Hills and Hollers, it's the first week of June. This is a 3-day festival?
It is. You know, Sunday's going to be a lax day, kind of mm-hmm. people just rolling out. There's going to be some acoustics on the stage and stuff like that. They're not... Because it's all volunteer and it's nothing official, so it's not like on the poster itself.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where the 30 acts come from. Just kind of like a serenade goodbye. You know, be on your way.
Mm-hmm.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
But it is free and free to camp.
Free to camp. Yep. Free entry for this. And yep. Give us specifically for listeners out there that might want to attend.
Check the Facebook page out.
There's actually not a physical address. I'll call it Cooperstown, Pennsylvania.
Okay. All right.
It's a Franklin address, but if you type in Eagles Franklin, you're going to go in downtown Franklin, go to the club.
Yeah.
But I have created the Eagles Pavilion as a Google Maps spot. So if you Google Map Eagles Pavilion, you will get there.
Okay. All right. So you kick things off Friday evening?
Friday evening. Right around 4:30, things are going to start really. You're going to start seeing some action on the stage and stuff. We're going to have just kind of opening announcements, and then roll in with our couple first acoustical acts, and then we'll get the Friday's going to be more of a metal day, and Saturday's more of a rock and roll day. Just kind of how everything fell into yeah. place, but it's all mixed in through a lot of great bands. Like I said, from all the areas that I had mentioned earlier, you know, just from yeah. playing around and doing things. And, you know, I've been at least mildly active in the music scene in my local area since like 94.
Okay.
So, I, you know people from that long ago.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. You guys have an event that you'll be a part of later in the year as well, right? September time period, is that right?
Out at Indiana, PA, at Raindrop Inn.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be behind it in that big area. Yep. There's a, I believe it's called American Bike Week or American Bike Fest, hosted by Paul Jr. From American Chopper. And we're going to be there the Friday opening for Molly Hatchet.
Nice, nice. So Bobby Ingram will be back in town.
Yeah. I've got video of Bob singing some Molly Hatchet.
Yeah, hope that never sees the light of day.
Speaking of musical background and videotape, somewhere out there there's a VHS tape of me at 5 years old with a toy guitar.
Oh, yeah?
Just killing Achy Breaky Heart. But I'm hoping it's gone. I'm hoping that that's...
Googling now.
I do also want to say that we are putting the finishing touches on a second album. The singles that y'all hear today are some of the first singles off of it. Okay. We have yet to decide specifically what that's going to be called or specifically when it's going to be out, but look for it because it will be coming out here.
The goal is mid-July.
Okay.
To be realistic about it. You know, I mean, if we take a year, what's a year and a half at that point?
Right. But anticipate sometime, hopefully this summer.
Yes, sir.
Or thereabouts. And we are honored to be able to play some of the new tunes here tonight, too. So it's been fun to meet you guys. And how long have you been together as Rurally Bankrupt together?
Oh, what was it? This is our third year?
Well, I was just thinking, so
it's longer
than that. Kind of a backstory. Brock and I were in a country cover band together. That's how we met.
Okay.
And I liked to drink and drive at the time.
It's a Venango County pastime.
Three times in a row was bad. So I got sent away for a little while. But basically, as soon as I got out and he saw like my little green light on Facebook, I think, he's like, hey, you want to be in a band? I got this guy from Georgia coming up.
Yeah, me and Brock, when I was 20, I lived up here and I lived at my grandma's, and we worked at the same place. One day when we were at work, I found out he played guitar, and I was like, oh, you play guitar, man, we should hang out sometime. That's when I found out he lived right beside me. Literally, the next house beside me was him.
We've heard a story like
this
before. Yes,
we did. Very similar.
We started playing. Well, then I went back to Georgia, and I kept on carrying on for quite some time. And then I came back, I quit drinking, and was like, hey, let's do something. And so we were like, well, we should get a bass player, you know, and drummer, and do a four-piece. And he said, well, you know that guy I used to play in the country band with? Well, he just got out of prison. You want me to give him a call? I said, that sounds about like the most royally bankrupt thing I have ever heard. Yeah, give him a call. Let's get him down here. And then I'll let them tell you about how we got this gentleman with the Farrah Fawcett mullet over here. This beautiful, beautiful gentleman.
Yeah, so more or less that was while they were off, you know, doing what they were doing, left me on my own. I was doing solo acoustic and like folk singer songwriter stuff on my own, and in the process I played a lot of random local shows with mixed genre, and AJ here was among the participants in his other project, Neuroticism. So I met him through there. They took a little break, and while they were on the break, I was like, hey, you want to come help us record some stuff? Because we had a drummer previous to him, but he got more interested in his own little solo thing. And we got a whole bunch of offers at bars to do like acoustic gigs.
Do you remember what I said to you when we was talking about a drummer? I said, hey, remember we played that gig in Elwood City and there was that band had a drummer, he had a sweet mullet and a van. I wonder what he's up to. And then Brock called him.
Instant transportation is what you're thinking of.
Yeah. Yeah. So that band didn't last long, but the mullet was more what I was interested in.
Good stuff.
AJ, if you want to go on, what made you decide to...
So, let's see how the evening went. I think I was just having a fire by myself, actually, and my phone goes off, and it's Brock. He goes, hey, I know it's not exactly your cup of tea. Well, first he's like, do you remember me? I'm like, yeah, you had like the green banjo and stuff and did all kinds of stuff by himself. I'm like, yeah, I remember you guys. He goes, well, we're out of a drummer, and I know it's not maybe not be your cup of tea, but you seem professional enough. If you want to come in, help us maybe do some shows, do some recordings, and then, you know, be on your way if you don't want to stick around or something. I'm like, yeah, sure, that sounds like all right. I was on the road constantly being cable guy and stuff. I look like the occupation. I get it. So I went down, and they had all these songs already laid out, and I just shoehorned some stuff in there, and then it actually wasn't too bad, and it was actually really fun. And then we started writing and playing and show after show and weekend after weekend, and just kind of solidified itself.
We broke him in good that first year. 43 shows in a year.
43. Oh, yeah. We played a his first show with us was in a cocaine basement in Brookville. It had carpet on the walls.
Corner stage, just perfect.
Wow. And by the time we got done there, that's the only show we had booked. But AJ had such a dang good time there, we said, boys, we better get moving. Yeah. You know? And we ended up at the 43, you said, Todd? 43 that year.
Cool stuff, cool stuff. That's a great story, guys.
Well, I love with a month off.
That's with a month off. Well, I love your Facebook page because right on front you said, "Hey there, we're just four dudes playing what we think sounds good." You can all call it alternative rock. I love it. So check out your Facebook page. Where you're most active.
Facebook, Royally Bankrupt. And again, the festival's coming up.
Yep.
Free camping. Carpool if you can, though.
It's also, I want to say, it's also all ages, so
okay.
Feel free to bring your kids out, and those who aren't bringing kids out, there's going to be kids there. That's what I want to say. Act like it.
That's right. No, that's okay.
It is. We do allow BYOB, just, you know, behave yourselves, and there are going to be food trucks and vendors, and there's bathrooms on the premises.
Okay.
So everything you would need.
Come enjoy the weekend, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that you have a great weather weekend, the first weekend of June. So, sounds good. Royally Bankrupt. We've got two more songs. Give us an intro. We've got, Mediocre Man and Cool Bird. Is that right? Yes, those are two of the new songs.
So, Alex and I used to work together, and we were up in the warehouse. And I'm like, man, I'm okay at everything. Like, I'm just spread so thin that I can only be okay at everything. And I was like, there's got to be a song in there somewhere. And I can be a muse, but I don't really write the songs so much. So, you know, I do give ideas, but Alex definitely has to take the credit for the lyrics of that song. And, you know, we pulled that one together, and that was so kind of autobiographical.
Okay. All right.
And Cool Bird, I wrote for the guy who got me into Southern rock music, Daddy Cool Bird. If you listen to this, brother, we love you. Here's a song we've been telling you about for months. They fixed it to play it. I hope you're having a good time. Hell yeah.
All right. Love it. Alex Rubright, Todd Harry, AJ Fry, Brock Felix. Great to meet you guys. Keep on keeping on, man, because you're doing a great thing, and I love your music. So appreciate it.
Thank you.
And check out their festival. There'll be some hills and hollering going on, I have a feeling. It's Royally Bankrupt tonight on The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
What is it all? as he knows it. It's wearing on him and he shows it.
Here. What is he now? It's time to crank up the heat. Fire up those grills, because it's grilling season, baby. It's time to head to Bros' Superette for only the freshest burgers, hot dogs, steaks, and ribs, and chicken, too. Pair your flame-grilled favorites with one of their amazing homemade sides, like coleslaw, potato salad, or pasta salad. Bros' Superette, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill, right on the price, and putting the tasty meats on your grill. Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, head to Arnold, Pennsylvania, Sunday, June 1st for the Rockin' Roosevelt. Music all day, noon to 8 p.m. with 11 acts, all for just $5. Check it out at Roosevelt Park in Arnold, Pennsylvania. Quality Life Services in Chicora, returning with their summer concert series, starting Thursday, June 26th at their Chicora location. That night will feature Washboard Tony and Rob from 6 to 8 p.m. It's free on the lawn, so bring a chair. 160 Medical Center Road in Chicora, right off Route 68. And mark your calendar for the 7th annual Music for the Cure, featuring the Noble Hops, the Ragged Company, and more. Check out the Facebook page for the event August 9th at Blueberry Hills Sessions in Carnes City. The Rock Done Right Tour gets geared up for Ride for Our Veterans and the music after Saturday, May 31st. The ride itself has registration at 9 a.m., kickstands up at 10:30 from the Lindor American Legion. Then they'll head to the Butler County Veterans in Need Warehouse, North Main Street Extension, Route 8 north of Butler, for a day-long activity of music beginning at 2 o'clock. Don't forget the free hamburgers at noon. Saturday, July 12th, it's Corey's Cruise at No Off-Season Sports in West Deer, honoring Corey Comparator. Visit Corey'sCruise.com. It's the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, August 21st through 23rd. Tickets on sale now at thebandjam.com. And September 20th, how about the 20th anniversary celebration of Shady Lady Studio Productions and Records? Stay tuned for more details. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Thursday, May 22nd, the Bike Nights are back at the 11th Frame. It's an A-Bait Bike Night every 4th Thursday through September. And how about Happy Hour at the Grill at River Forest, Friday, May 23rd, with live music from The Chad, beginning at 6 o'clock. That's River Forest Country Club in Freeport.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build a Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build a Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Appreciate you tuning in tonight. Local music every Sunday night at 7 o'clock right here on The Rock Station 97.7. Presented by Shady Lady Productions. Bob Cupp, Utah Burgess with you here tonight. I want to thank Build the Scene and Daily Tire and Auto, Route 308 in Boyers, helping to present our show here tonight. Our visit with the band Rurally Bankrupt. Fun group of guys there. And boy, sound fantastic. They've got a great blend.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I think they have a sound that's kind of theirs.
Yeah. Right?
That's kind of cool.
So, and check out their festival, the Hills and Hollers, in the Cooperstown area.
We'll be there, so come on up and catch out a great lineup of bands up there. Look at their lineup. It's a good one.
Metal night on Friday night, right?
Well, yeah, they said that. I'm like, well, Wine and Spirits playing Friday night. One of my favorite bands. I'd probably be there for that one.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And I saw it was a little wet for the Rock Falls get-together, the Ragu Festival, unfortunately, but it didn't look like it stopped anybody. They had a good time.
I think they're used to that, though. Yeah. But, yeah. And Lyle's got his Midsummer Music Festival coming up here, too. So he's got a lot going on.
Yep. And, of course, Band Jam, Grassroots Music Festival, August 21st through 23rd at the beautiful Cooper's Lake Campground. Get your tickets, thebandjam.com. You can buy one day or the whole week, basically the 2 days of the fest. Thursday night, thanks to Ram Automotive, you're getting in free anyway. They're presenting the singer-songwriter in the round night. And that'll get underway at 7 o'clock Thursday. Bands hit the stage 5 o'clock Friday, and then around 11 o'clock Saturday morning and all day. And as you said, Bash will be there. The beer tent will be there. And that's always some great tasting fun Saturday evening. And if you'd like to be a sponsor or have a vendor, reach out to Shady Lady Productions or us here at The Rock Station. We'll take care of you.
Yeah, or just go to thebandjam.com. We've got our sponsor applications up there, our vendor forums. You can see the artists that are performing. And we're trying to keep it updated on a weekly basis with what's going on. So just invite you to continue to check that out. Follow us on our Facebook page as well.
Great stuff, great stuff. And, of course, you can hear this show every Sunday night at 7 or 977rocks.com. Enjoy the playback at any time at your convenience. And we're going to dig out another new cut from the Bail Jumpers. They just dropped this last week. And this is a cool new song. It'll get you jumping and dancing and shouting, because that's what it's called, Jump, Dance, and Shout, from the Bail Jumpers.
All right, and we're going to take that out with the band Sour Mash and their song No More. We had Tim Henry on, about a month ago? Ago or so, and nice to see them back in the saddle again. And I think they're coming up. They've got an upcoming episode on Jazz's Rock and Road Show, too, so you'll be able to catch them there.
Nice, nice. And we'll be back next weekend. We will be here for Memorial Day weekend. In fact, it's going to be one of our music discussion shows. We'll have a lot of music for you next Sunday night, so make us part of your Memorial Day weekend, and we will talk to you again. Grassroots style, local music. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7. Let's dig in to the Bail Jumpers and Sour Mash.
Dance and shout around.
rock station.
I come in last night about a half past ten. That baby of mine would live.